Adam Weir has got in contact with me recently, and he was talking about the graveyard in Aberfeldy. And people obviously can't book a lair at the moment. And the reason for that is because up to now, there's just been over 10 years of provision left. So at the moment, it's around about 11 years space left in the graveyard in Aberfeldy. And we were discussing this about is now the time to think what an extension to the graveyard would look like, where that might be, what sort of provision do we need, where would it be, all of these things. So I've said to Adam we would bring it up tonight and start talking about this. I've had some communications with John, just trying to get the basic facts about this. Should we get some, well, John, do you want to say briefly what the situation is?
I've been aware that for a little while now, you couldn't pre-book a lair in the cemetery. They only became available when a death had occurred. It's obviously something that the council keeps an eye on, and they have an idea roughly how long, much capacity or remaining capacity we have in our cemeteries. And we do try to project ahead and to identify alternative bits of land. Sometimes it's possible to get something next door and extend the existing graveyard, but often it may involve a completely new graveyard or area for it. So, the council are already doing that, but I'm quite sure that if the community were able to identify a potential alternative site, then they would be happy to try and follow up on that. I dare say there are a lot of factors that need to be looked at to make a piece of ground suitable as a graveyard or a cemetery. Not least, obviously making sure there's no ground rock within a few feet of the surface and things like that. So, happy to have a discussion, and if people have any thoughts on where it could be or what kind of place it ought to be, then to try and progress something, and the council can then look to see if it can make it happen.
I think the main thing at the moment is 10, 11 years sounds like a long time. But if we let it sit for 5 years and then it's only 5 years away, then suddenly it becomes a lot more urgent. And there's nothing that gets people going more than a town like this running out of space to bury people. I've been in a similar situation on Deeside about 15 years ago. And there's no doubt that it can become a very big thing very quickly indeed.
That building thing that was going down at the where Ross is, Beyond Adventure or wherever it is, can we not change that and extend the graveyard, and then Ross can shift his gates and put it in there somewhere? Do you know what I mean? If you extended the graveyard out the way.
It's not large enough, Val. I don't think there's any, the amount of ground that would be available in doing that just wouldn't. You might extend it for a year or two, but that graveyard has probably been on the go for, I don't know, 150 years maybe.
I don't know.
If you look, so I don't think a small piece of ground of that nature is going to be viable, to be honest with you.
Oh well, it's just a thought.
The message I took from what we dealt with on Deeside about 15 years ago is that, there's a relatively modest demand for people getting buried in a conventional way, but there's also, a lot of people want their ashes spread or a green burial or all these other things as well. And if you can provide a facility that caters for both, then suddenly you find the people who are interested in the subject expands very quickly. And we were lucky there. We managed to get a field nearby that gave us, another 100 years provision. So you have to think ahead and think what the demand might be. Mary, do you want to come in there?
Well, it was just to say, I was going to say the same thing. I know that there's the Woodland Cemetery in near Comrie, and there is the PKC have got the Green Cemetery Initiative. It's the biodiversity group. And I think you're right. I think there is a growing trend. Obviously, some people still, you know, would like a conventional burial, but there will, I should imagine, increasingly be a trend for people, you know, wanting an alternative type, and you know, that may make it easier to find a site if we're not talking about it. Obviously can't, you know, it can't be on a floodplain, I shouldn't think, or, you know, that there are various things that places that wouldn't be suitable, but it might open up the possibilities a bit more.
Let's bring some community councillors in. Lorraine?
I think it's trying to find somewhere, even just now, you know, there's not very much space available anywhere in town, really. As you say, it's got to be suitable for, you know, the ground and where it is and everything, but I think trying to find somewhere even now, never mind in 10 years time, is going to be a challenge.
Would you say start the process sooner rather than later?
Yeah, definitely.
Elaine?
Yeah, same. Yeah, certainly makes you think.
How important would you say this is as an issue within Aberfeld, Aileen?
I would say it's a very important issue, yeah. I think, you know, we're quite an elderly community, and a lot of the elderly people do still want to be, like, interned, as they call it. But, yeah, I think it's very important. But back to what Val was saying, I mean, that's not that small an area. You know, the adjoining part. I know that Splash have got their, or whoever they are, have got their thing there, but that is quite a large area.
We could get them to shift the shed over a bit and give us some more land, because half of that's not getting used. So yeah, if they moved the shed over a bit, and we'd have a lot more space, and then we could put a gate in for them further all over, and then we could have quite a wee bit. That's my suggestion. And that waste thingy that we all, well, you lot all suggested, because I never really choking, really. That could go beside their shed.
Yeah, this is the type of discussions we can have lots of fun about going forward.
Just a nearly choking a cuppy there.
Principles first, though. Jane.
Ah, dear.
It's not been, but that's not been a new thing, this same not being able to buy a plot, because that happened way back when my father was the undertaker. So it's at least 20, 30 years since you could only buy a plot if somebody died.
Yeah.
This is not a new thing that Adam thought it was. And I said, no, Adam, it's been going for a lot of years. But I do agree. I think we need to do something, but where we're going to find ground, I have no idea.
I know Adam's got a thought himself on the outskirts of town. So that would then involve, you know, a new site, which is not necessarily a problem as long as it's accessible from the town. But I know he does have a couple of ideas. And that what we discussed with Adam is that we would start a discussion on this, put up something on the Facebook page, maybe do something through Heartland Radio. Just raise the issue, get a feel for what the demand might be, get a feel for what the, you know, maybe the mix should be. So if it was going to be part conventional, part, you know, a woodland or green burial, just get a feel for what, you know, the outcome, what is it we're looking for? And we can only start to get that if we raise the subject. So I think the first step would just be to get it out there, start talking about it.
Yeah.
I know somebody said to me, I think it might have been John Duff actually, that there was a surprising number of people out there with ashes stored under their beds, you know, their mother or father or whatever. So it might surprise you just who's not buried yet, who we thought might have been buried.
How does that work then? How Shoot, you don't have to bury the ashes, do you? Can you not just sprinkle them on top of?
You can, yeah. But if you want, the pot of them buried, you have to pay it. Now, the last one that I ever dealt with was about £90 or something to get the wee hole cut out.
Oh, wow. Right, okay.
But you can't sprinkle them. There's not an empty, because they can't stop you doing it. But most folk want the actual ashes in the pot buried.
Okay.
All that does cost then money, which is why a lot of folk just keep the pot under the bed.
Oh, I couldn't. I just couldn't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I have my auntie in my cupboard waiting on my uncle.
Oh, God. Oh, no. No.
Some people still want, even though they have been cremated, to have a headstone, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So within cemeteries, there's usually an area set aside where there are smaller graves where the ashes are buried, and there's enough room for a small headstone to be erected as well. So, as Victor says, there are a variety of ways in which people go to their end, if you like, and it's not always in a 6-foot coffin. It might be in an urn of ashes. It might be in a kind of green burial or spread or whatever. So it might be worthwhile me speaking to our bereavement team, and maybe if they have some kind of criteria, if you like, for a cemetery, Victor. You know what they're looking for in a cemetery. It might be helpful.
Yeah.
If I can find that.
I think the issue with scattering ashes, Elaine, is that the risk is that you put your ashes somewhere and then somebody comes along afterwards and wants to build a house in that area or put a road through it or whatever. So having an area of ground that you know is going to be protected and it can't be developed in any way, somewhere that that's maybe recognized locally, that potentially is a good thing to do.
Well, and is the other side of the golf club, the golf course that's not used, would that not be suitable? No.
No, that floods badly.
Eh?
It floods. That
floods.
We don't want them floating away.
But is it all flood?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Because you think the avenue floods pretty bad, Jean.
Aye, true. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Maybe further down it was a wee bit better or...
No. That did cross my mind, but then I thought, oh no, that would, no.
I don't know.
I think what we should do to start with is just get the issue out there and get people talking about it. See what comes forwards.
Mm.
This is something we know there's 10 or 11 years provision. So it's not an urgent thing, but we do have to try and break into it a little bit. And we also know that there is no more space left in Kenmore, so Kenmore will be looking for somewhere as well. So we do need to have a little thing. Is this just for Aberfeldy, or do we want to make it a little bit wider? So there's that aspect of it.
Mm. I think Kenmore would want Kenmore, and I personally want Aberfeldy's Aberfeldy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they won't want, Kenmore are quite kind of cliquey sort of thing. They want their... they'll want it beside them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion. But
yeah, they might want to come on board as in trying to find somewhere. Not that we could share, but they need somewhere and we need somewhere.
Well, they can look and we can look,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John was to speak to Neil Glover and just get a feel for any local sensitivities and church politics and all these type of things which are important.
I haven't had a chance to speak to Neil yet, to be honest with you, but I will do.
So I think it's quite an important thing to break into. So
yeah,
we'll try and we'll get John to chase up with Neil, and I'll maybe start to try. I'll speak with Adam, and we'll maybe try and draft something that we can put on the community Facebook page.